This is so huge, guys. This is so huge. Just because this is something that God was showing me as literally one of the students came to me last week, and literally the Holy Spirit, and it's just another one of those experiences where you experience what the Word of God says to be true. Because the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit will give you the right words at the right time. And it was so awesome because I was talking with a student about something specific, and as I'm talking, literally the Holy Spirit just starts laying this on my heart as I'm talking. This is last Friday night. God just gave me the message for tonight. And just literally talking to somebody. And here it is. Did any of you guys catch what I said before it even started? Did anybody catch it? What'd I say? All right. I said, anyone with clothes on wins. Before you guys went back. Then I said, all right, here's how you play the game. All right, and so then I gave you the instructions on how to play the game. So many times, you guys think whether or not you have the victory is whether or not you're acting it out or whether or not you've done what it takes to get the victory. God has already said it. It's already happened. And I'm going to show you guys line upon line, verse upon verse in the Word of God where He has already said, you are victorious. You are a winner. You are the head and not the tail. You are an overcomer. Guys, these are words that He has spoken over your life. And just like any one of those four, if they would have grabbed a hold of the fact that I already said that all they need to have on is clothes and they win, it didn't even matter what they did up there anymore. It didn't even matter what was going on in this life. Like it wouldn't even matter if you grab a hold of what I said and you go, no, you said if we have clothes on, we win. And if you would have grabbed a hold of that and held on tightly, guess what? It wouldn't have mattered what happened up in that sound booth. Guys, this same thing is true about right now in your life. If you grab a hold of what God has said about you and what God has said and you grab a hold of it and you say, I'm not letting go of that. No, you said that I am victorious. You said you already overcame the world and so that I can be of good cheer knowing that you've already overcame. You said. Guys, I want to challenge you guys. You've got to get into the Word, and there's no shortcuts on this. But the more time you guys will spend with Him, the more time you'll spend in His Word, then the more you're going to end up getting more and more excited, and the more times you're going to be saying, no, you said. No, you said. And so the title of tonight's message is Don't Let Go. That's why we played the song that we did as you guys were coming in here, because I want this to just, I want it to go deep into your hearts. I want you guys to grab a hold of this. When you find a word from God that is true, whenever He says something about you, you grab a hold of it and you do not let go. No matter what is going on in your life, you don't let go. I'm going to show you guys the example that the Holy Spirit was laying on my heart as I was speaking to this guy. Here's the example that the Holy Spirit was laying on my heart. Go to Hebrews 11, starting at verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. By faith. So God, at a point in time in Abraham's life, God says, hey, I want you to follow me. And he leaves everything. He leaves his mom and dad. He leaves everything that's comfortable to him. He leaves it all because God comes and says, hey, I want you to follow me real quick. I want to show you something. And so God takes him out to this place. Sorry, that's my phone, guys. But God takes him out to this place. And he shows them this place. Let's keep reading real quick before I get ahead of it. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So he's living by faith. He's like, God's given us this land. And so they're living literally in the land of Canaan in tents, because God said, I'm going to give you this land. And so they're literally just living there, just by faith. Abraham's saying, no, this is going to happen. We'll live in tents, whatever, because God said He's going to give us this. Guys, we're talking about, He told Abraham, who had no kids yet. He had no kids yet. And He says, I'm going to give you this land that is full of people. I'm going to give you this land. And he's going to have to take this over by battle after battle after battle to go into this place. But here's where we get, let's keep going. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Guys, this is so key. This is so key. If you want victory in any area of your life, if there's anything you're struggling with, if you want victory in any area of your life, if you will judge God as being faithful, if you will judge him even now saying, no, he said it and he is faithful. He will not back down. He will see it through. When he promised me a victory, he will see through till I get that victory. And if you will judge God as faithful, because some of you guys, whether you realize it or not, some of you guys are judging him as like, no, I mean, maybe he did it back then, but he won't do that now. Like, he's not the same God. Yeah, he did those miracles back then, but he's not going to do them with me. Like, I'm not close enough. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not this enough. He can't do it through me because I'm not. Guys, that might be true. Just like it might be true that in the way we were thinking, Kiana, Carson, and Emily all lost the way we were thinking. Sometimes it looks that way. Sometimes it looks like you're losing the battle against lust. You're losing the battle against some healing that you're believing God for. You're losing this or that. But guys, you need to hang on. Don't let go of the promise that you've heard from God. If you know that he's promised you victory, in which, guys, if you read the word, he's promised it. And he has already, Jesus said, it is finished. And if we'll lay hold of that promise, then we don't go through battles like trying to get the victory. We go through battles trying to see the victory, trying to witness the victory. It's not about whether or not it's happened. The victory is ours. It's ours. He gave it to us. And so now I'm just doing what he's telling me to do to see it so that I can actually see what he said come to pass. And it's so crucial for all you guys to grab onto it. Okay, let's keep going. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born as many as the stars of the sky in the multitude. That's what God promised him. He said, I'm going to make your descendants. Guys, literally, he's old. And God is telling him, I'm going to make your descendants. He ends up having, I believe Sarah was 99 and he was 100 when they had their first child. That is crazy. And guys, it wasn't any different back then as it is now as far as with having the kids. It was something you did, as far as during that time, it was something that you still had that period of maybe like basically 20 to 40, somewhere in that range, okay? Like obviously it can come before, it can go a little after, but it was still somewhere in that range, even in that time. But they grabbed a hold of the promise that God gave them, and they would not let go until they saw it through. It wasn't about, guys, once God said it, it's for, have you ever seen any situation where God lied? Anybody? So literally, whenever he tells you something, you can count on it. Like you can say, this is for sure. He has never lied and he's not going to start tonight. He's never lied and he's not going to start with whatever situation you're facing or whatever you've been given. He's not going to be a liar. So once he's told you it, man, you can get excited and just keep getting excited even through situations, even when you don't look like you're winning. You can get excited. You can go through that. It doesn't matter because he said, I win. Just like every one of those playing could have been back there going, it doesn't matter, I got clothes on, I win. This is for sure. This is the way God is. He spoke it, and all you got to do is receive it. It's that simple. I know that sounds too easy, but that's the truth. And this is the question where God was kind of giving me this whole message. Because the question I kind of had was, God, if Jesus said it is finished, then why do we have to battle? Why do we have to battle for healing? Why do we have to battle for the addiction to go away? Why do we have to battle for these things? If he said it is finished, then why do we battle? But he was basically saying through this is just like back then. There's no difference in him. He's still the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's still the same always. He's never going to change. And this is the way he did it back then. He showed Abraham, hey, here's the truth. I want to tell you this. And he tells them this, and it's up to Abraham whether or not he grabs a hold of that promise or he doesn't. But here's the quick story of what happens to Abraham after this. I'm going to give it to you as fast as I can give it to you, so be ready. So Abraham has Isaac. Isaac ends up having Jacob and Esau. Jacob ends up being the one blessed. He ends up getting the blessing. He ends up being the one that the promise is going to go to. And so Jacob ends up having 12 kids. With the 12 kids, he has one named Joseph that he loves. Joseph ends up having a dream. Joseph has a dream, and he ends up telling his brothers. Well, when he tells his brothers get jealous. Because in the dream, it meant that basically his brothers were at some point going to bow down to him. So they get jealous. They're out in the field one day. They all of a sudden sell Joseph into slavery. Now, guys, grab a hold of this because this is still working today. They sell him into slavery. Now remember, Jacob's 12 sons are the 12 sons of the tribes of Israel. They're his kids, and they're the ones that actually end up having the kids that are the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, what happens to the 12 tribes of Israel? They end up getting into slavery. They end up in Egypt in slavery. What happened? They sowed it, they reaped it. They sowed it to their brothers way in their beginning years, and now generations later, their entire families are in slavery for almost 400 years. They're in slavery. Now, when you're in slavery, you could do something very simple, because some of you guys, God's already told you, He's given you the victory over lust, He's given you the victory over any satanic type thing. He has already given you the victory. And some of you guys are still stuck in slavery to it. Because some of you guys have given yourselves over to it. But guess what? Even while you're stuck in the slavery, even while you're stuck in that thing, guess what you can do? You can lay hold of the promise that, hey, no, He has given me victory. I'm coming out of this. He's going to deliver me. Guys, you can lay hold of that promise. And when you grab a hold of it, hang on for dear life, because your life depends on it. Grab a hold of the promises that He's given and just hang on. Just grab on. No matter what you're seeing around you, just keep going. No, God, You said. Even when you mess up, you go, no, God, You said. And you just keep grabbing it, and no matter what you end up facing, you just keep going, no, God, You said, I'm going to walk in this victory. I'm going to see this happen. It's already done because You said it. But now I'm looking forward to seeing this in my life. All right, let's go to the next. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. Guys, this is so important. You're always going to have the opportunity to return. Even when you get into Canaan, even when you get into that victory area of your life where you're actually experiencing victory in lust, you're experiencing victory in some kind of addiction, you're experiencing victory in some kind of, maybe your home life's all messed up and you start experiencing victory, you're always going to have the opportunity to go back to that slavery type thing, whatever it be. You'll always have that opportunity. But why would you give it up? You're giving it up, I guarantee you. You got to know this. You're giving up a land flowing with milk and honey. You're giving up what you truly desire down deep inside. And you're giving it up for what? Guys, how many of you guys would look at them and say, why would you go back to Egypt when you just saw God split the Red Sea for you? Why would you want to go back? Do you realize once they got across the Red Sea, they were out there and they were kind of hungry? And they literally 3 days later, after they just saw God split the Red Sea, do you realize they were saying, why did You bring us out here? Why didn't You leave us there in slavery? And we'd all look at that and go, that is crazy. Why would You ever say that? You just saw a miracle. Guys, some of you are seeing miracles. And God has delivered you. God spoke the word into your life, and you refuse to grab a hold of it. You refuse to say, you know what, I believe this. He did it. He's done it. It's done. I can walk in this victory. But because you're so used to things being a certain way, and you're so used to being able to get the pleasure as quick as possible, and you're not used to having to wait. And so because you're not used to the land of Canaan, like you're not used to where milk and honey are flowing, you're not used to it, and so you want to go back. No, you got to lay a hold of the promise, because you might go through some dry times. You might go through some times where you're going, man, this isn't as fun. This is, like, I'm not getting no pleasure out of this. You might go through some moments like that, but you grab a hold of the promise and you go, no, I know what the end of this looks like. And it looks like a life that is powerful and that God can use to do all kinds of awesome and incredible things. But you've got to grab a hold of it and hang on for dear life. Because your life depends on it. Mason, let's go to that next verse. Romans 3, I think it is. I think, was it supposed to be 4? I think it was supposed to be verse 4. If you could go back to 3, verse 4. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I had 4. About. All right, 3, verse 4. And actually, go back to the verse before it, just that way they understand why it's saying certainly not. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mason. I'm messing up on that part. All right, for what if some did not believe? Some of you guys are faced with this. Some of you guys, how many of you guys in here could say, like, God has told you certain things, like you've read certain things in His Word, or you've heard things from His Word, but you did not believe it? Have you guys ever had that? Anybody? Anything that you read in the Word and you're going, no, I'm not victorious because I'm struggling. Like, no, I'm not blessed because I got a family that's, like, broken, and I got this. No, there's no way that, like, He's hearing me because I've prayed before and da-da-da. And He's asking this question. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Will that cause God to stop being unfaithful, like to stop being faithful? No way. He is who He is, and He's not going to stop. That's why you can grab a hold of anything that He says and just hang on to it. Just grab a hold of it and just keep walking and keep going after what He has given to you. Next verse. Certainly not. Indeed. Guys, grab a hold of this for the rest of your entire lives. Certainly not. Indeed. Let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. If you will grab a hold of what God says to be true, guys, some of you guys, you got to let yourselves be a liar. Sometimes it's literally meaning let every man be a liar. Carson, Kiana, and Emily, when they're playing that game, they've got to let their own actions, their own lives, because I said, before they went up there, I said, if you got clothes on, you win. They've got to let go of their own actions. They've got to let go of what they're seeing themselves do, and they've got to just go, nope, you know what? God, what Jacob said was true. I already won. I have clothes on, so it's a done deal. Some of you guys got to do this. Guys, I know this is a goofy game, but it is so true about the Word of God. He has spoken, and if you'll just lay hold of it and say, no, I don't care what my actions do. And guys, I'm not saying that you say, I don't care what my actions do, and so you just go out and do whatever you want to do. That's not it at all. You have a heart that hangs on to that promise, and you're going, no, God, You said that I am victorious. You said that it is finished. And I believe that what You said is true. You said You overcame the world, and so that I can be of good cheer. Grab a hold of it and hang on. Guys, if you will let this, if you'll just let that be, every time you go to the Word of God, let God be true, but every man a liar. If you will do that every time you're reading the Word, every time your teacher's saying something, every time, guys, and I am not saying when the teacher says something, you're going, liar, liar. Your friends say something, liar. No, that's not what it is. That's not what this is about. It's saying, let everything that they say, let everything they do be as a lie to you when it tries to compare to what God has said about you. Let your own actions be considered a lie whenever you know what God has said about you. And you grab a hold of what He says. And guys, sometimes, man, you'll get persecution when you do that. Because somebody sees you act a certain way and they're going, no, you are not victorious. I saw you do it yesterday. You are not. I've seen you struggle with that. I've seen you mess up with that. And see, you're starting to get persecuted. But that's where you go, hey, I know I did. And man, trust me, I don't want to. I want to live a life that, but my Father said, He told me that I'm victorious. He told me that He's given me the victory in this area. He told me that it is finished. He told me that He overcame the world and that I can be of good cheer because of it. And when you start believing that, guys, notice in every scripture where He says, believe, whosoever believeth. Notice He never says, whosoever says they believe. He says, whosoever believeth. And sometimes you're tested on you can know whether or not you believe by whether or not you end up messing up and you still grab a hold of the promise. You've got to grab a hold of it and just hang on to the promise. And it will come to pass. And when it does come to pass, you're going to end up telling everybody, no, it's because my father said it and I hanged on, like I hung on with everything that I had. And so when I hung on, I just kept hanging on and eventually it showed in my life. But I had to hang on through some situations, through some circumstances, through people saying that I was this way and that way. But I hung on to what the Father said about me. And now you're preaching and now you're magnifying Him. And before you know it, all eyes are going to Him. And before you know it, we're all walking in victory. I want to give you guys a little bit of a vision. Let's go to the last verse of Mason that I have for him. Mark 16, and actually it's Jesus. It's Jesus speaking these words. Guys, man, if you could grab a hold of these and just hang on. Just grab a hold of these and hang on. It's going to happen. And He said to them, Jesus is talking to His disciples and to us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes. Not he who says he believes. Guys, remember, let every man be a liar and let God's word be true. It's not about whether or not somebody says, well, I believe in God and it didn't happen. No, you got to let them be a liar. Don't call them a liar. Just let them be a liar. Because you know that what God says is true. And so you hang on to it. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. This is a promise that I'm having to grab a hold of right now. It's a promise that I'm not seeing with my physical eyes yet. But guess what? It doesn't depend on my actions. It doesn't depend on my history. It doesn't depend on my mom and dad's history. It doesn't depend on anybody around me. If it's up to me to grab a hold of this promise. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Some of you guys are just like all four, really, because I think even Gabe thought he won because of the score. See, sometimes you can even be looking like you're winning in life, but if you didn't grab a hold of it rightly, you might be losing. Guys, the reality is, I've struggled with lust. And I could tell you that I'm victorious because I haven't done it. I could tell you that, but that's not true. That's not the reason why I'm victorious. I'm victorious because He spoke it over me. I'm victorious because I believe what He said. That's why. It doesn't matter if your actions are in the right place or your actions aren't in the right place. You've got to grab a hold of it the right way so that way you won't glory in His presence. You will be humble in His presence because you'll come before Him not bragging about how you haven't done it in 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Guys, that's foolishness. You're going to be bragging about, He spoke it over me. He spoke these beautiful things over me and I believed them and I grabbed a hold of them. And I get to watch what His words are doing in my life. He said, you are the branches, I am the vine. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So the moment you start getting out on your own and start looking at, okay, well, I haven't done it. So that's, guys, I got to tell you, I'm victorious in this area because I haven't never done it. Like, I haven't done it in a long time. I'm victorious now. Nope. Guess what you've just done? You've disconnected yourself from the vine instead of saying, no, I'm plugged into the vine and He spoke it over me. So because He spoke it over me, it's in my life. I'm victorious because He spoke it over me. Guess what that's going to do? That's going to make you want to stay plugged in. That's going to make you want to keep reading His Word and filling yourself with His Word. Because apart from Him, you can do nothing. Guys, there's so many. Like, this is just, I mean, that's a lot right there. That is a ton that you, each and every one of you guys, can grab a hold of. That if you believe, all these signs are going to follow you. And guess what? You might go out tonight, you might hear somebody broke their leg, and you might go up to them and lay your hands on them, and nothing happened. Do you believe? Now you've been tested. Do you believe? It's not whether or not this happens. It's already finished. This is a done deal. It's about doing what he's told you to do and just believing. Like, just literally, you're plugged into the word. You're plugged into that he said, this is going to follow me. If I believe, this is going to happen. And so because of that, you're believing this is going to happen. It's never because it happened or it didn't happen. It's because he said it and it's going to happen. It's so important that you guys grab a hold of this, because otherwise you're going to be fighting for a while. And you're going to get wore out. And you're going to come to a place where you have to go this direction. But some of you guys, I mean, you can fight it. You can try to fight it yourself for 10, 15 years, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever. You can try to fight it. Or you can just literally start going, man, no, this is a promise. Every time he speaks it, I grab a hold of it. And guys, if you live like this, then you're going to hang out in the Word a lot more. You're going to start reading the Word a lot more. Because these are all promises that he's trying to flow into your life. Like, it's an amazing life. All right. We're going to actually just go right into worship. And so if the worship team would come on up.